We love ourselves, clearly.
Clearly. That's why we keep making these interviews.
We're so important, you guys.
You know what will be really fun for literally no one else?
Right?
If the three of us get on BC.
You guys, let's get on a call and tell inside jokes and then publish it for everyone to hear.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It's gonna be revolutionary.
It's gonna be chat messages galore. When's the next one?
They're gonna be like, I wish I knew what that joke meant because that was fucking funny. At 999 followers. So who's gonna be the 1,000th follower?
And what do they get as a prize?
They get amazing content.
That's true.
Yeah, they keep getting content. They'll get this interview post on their page.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting.
I mean, that's worth it right there, really. But so Kit. Wait, I guess we need to introduce ourselves, eh?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Cut out that part. Yes, okay, so I am Bonsoir Anxiety, but we're calling me BSA because it's easier.
And I'm Ryan, Fishy on Reddit.
Yes, and we are here with... That's your cue.
Oh, Kit. Hi, I'm Kit.
What?
Or right bit of Kit.
There you go. Welcome, Kit.
Thank you.
So, what do you think about hitting 1,000 followers?
I still kind of can't believe I have 100 followers.
Yeah.
So
I feel you.
10 times whatever that was, I guess.
You had approximately.
You got 100 when you were just a scriptwriter.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Do you remember that?
Not just a VA yet.
Do you remember how excited?
Do I remember
you were?
That?
Do you remember how excited you
I
were?
I do.
She did her AMA.
I do. Yeah. I did my AMA then.
And look at you now.
So I know.
All grown up.
It's. We're so proud.
Following in your footsteps, both of you.
Don't follow Ryan's.
I was going to say, you'll probably get lost.
Yeah, I try not to. Ryan's more of a cautionary tale.
Ryan just goes around in circles, man. So. This is not going well. Or maybe it is. I don't know. People are going to be like, fucking God, why do these people do these things?
Just get to the fucking point.
Do they think anybody is listening to these?
That's a fair point, actually.
I mean, I've listened to mine a few times because I think it's so funny.
I've also listened to yours a few times.
Whenever I'm feeling down, I go and listen to your interview.
Yeah. Oh, memories.
I know that GWA is for masturbation. That's not a secret that's going to shock anyone. But this whole let's interview each other thing just seems like the next level.
Yeah, we're sophisticated. Yeah, you guys go masturbate. We're going to interview each other, okay?
Yeah, we've transcended masturbation.
Yes.
We're past that.
Kit. Do you remember how, speaking of mutual masturbation, do you remember how the three of us met?
Where did you get these questions again?
That question is not on here.
BSA wrote them.
You fuck off. Say that. You know I would never ask you that.
restarting.
Also, Ryan, way to give away everyone, like what we do to everyone. Jesus.
Right? God.
God, are there no secrets? Everyone knows.
I'm sure
you
everyone
know knows. You can't trust me to keep a secret.
Yeah, we know. That's why Kit and I have other secrets that you don't know about.
I appreciate true. That that's the case.
That's what the side chat is for.
Seems very appropriate. Totally fair. So, restarting. Kit, do you remember how the three of us met?
I sure do.
Wow. How was that?
Do tell.
We're all well, yours.
BSA is someone that I have long admired in the community.
Oh.
And I would comment on her stuff. And then when I started writing, she would comment on my stuff. And then Ryan had filled like one or two of my scripts at the time, I think. And when Reddit decided that they were going to let people send images to each other, I'm still not sure how that decision came to pass.
So
Ryan took it upon himself to send some unsolicited bread pics. Mm-hmm. So he slid into my DMs, and when I responded with a bread pic, he was like, "Hey, we should hang out with BSA. Like, I hang out with her sometimes. So, like, we should all hang out sometime at some point in the future." And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds great." And then he immediately added me to a Discord.
Yeah,
there's no time like the present.
I thought you guys had been chatting separately, like Ryan and I had been chatting, and Ryan was just like, "Why don't we just cut out the middleman and make a group chat?" I didn't know that you
we
guys
sure
had
hadn't
ever been chatting at all, so I thought that was funny.
It was very funny.
Best day of my life when you were added to that chat, though. Damn,
I bet.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't imagine what it was like before that.
It was a wasteland. It was horrible.
It was a lot of ego.
Yeah. And,
yeah, I bet.
And I'm also I'm also a little bit egotistical, so it was just ugly.
just a little. Yeah.
You and I started at about the same time, though, writing, I think, Kit. I mean, obviously, you've been writing much, much longer than me as a writer, but on GWA.
On GWA, yes.
How long have you been writing, Kit?
Oh, gosh. In some capacity, I started writing when I was like 10.
Mm, wow.
So, that's awesome. 20 years.
Yeah. And you do like fanfic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you post?
Yeah, I do.
Do you post on Archive of Our Own? Or is it somewhere else?
I don't.
Okay, I didn't think you did.
It is somewhere else. Yeah. I never really used Archive of Our Own until I started writing for GWA. Mm. And I do post, I post my scripts there and script bin because I don't know.
Right. Nah, I think that's fine. Yeah. I just do script bin because that's what I started doing and I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, it's the only reason why I still do it. So what was the first thing you wrote? Do you remember?
Like in my life?
We're going to say first in your life and then second GWA life.
Okay, so I don't remember what the actual first thing I ever wrote was, but I started writing poetry.
Mm.
And when I was in fifth grade, I won a national poetry competition.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
That
it was a
cool
poem about a giraffe. I still have the book with my, like, there were 10 winners. And I have the book, like, with my poem in it and stuff.
That's so cool.
That is
yeah, so that
amazing.
Was kind of cool. And then I just, like, kept writing.
Yeah, you did.
I've read your fan fiction, which is, by the way, amazing, and I'm dying for the next chapter. But is that a thing you want people to, like, know about and have access to, or you want to keep it separate?
That's a good question. I guess it's something people could have access to.
So you could maybe tell people where to find it.
Yeah, I...
Go search for it, people. You'll find it eventually.
Yeah.
That's part of the adventure.
I don't remember what my username is.
Did you find your username?
I sure did, and it's Right Bit of Kit.
That's so weird.
I wasn't sure. It wasn't before. It wasn't before.
Oh,
and
it.
Then, yeah, it was something else, and then I changed it because I started sending it to, like, people that I knew on GWA.
So Right Bit of Kit.
So I did change it. Oh, on fanfiction.net.
Fanfiction.net. Cool. People should go read that because it is both really well written and also very hot. Super romantic. I loved everything about it.
I really need to get back into writing that because it is not finished.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
And I have been writing it for a long time. Actually, I can see how long I've been writing it. I don't want to know, but I'm going to look. So I started it in December of 2020.
Well, that's not that long, Kit. That's okay.
Right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you've been writing it for 10 years.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
No, like a year and a half.
That's not bad.
If that.
That's not bad.
It feels like a long time.
I mean, I get you, but no worries.
You'll be fine.
It'll get finished eventually, exactly, probably.
Probably. And if not, maybe. You don't owe anybody anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that. So what was your first script?
Oh, okay. So my first script, let's just take a look. I forget. I think it's called It's Savor Each Sensation, I think, which is a lyric. Most of my titles are song lyrics. Mm-hmm. That is a lyric from Music of the Night. From Phantom of the Opera, which is my favorite musical.
Mm.
In case you didn't know.
I did.
I did know that, but
The listeners won't know.
The listener.
Harsh. There will be so many listeners.
I think there will be at least more than one.
There'll be like five.
Maybe. Are we counting five the three of us? Or?
No.
Yes.
So eight. I mean, there's some people who ask questions, so they're gonna
probably they'll listen.
What if they don't?
They're like, I don't give a shit. Like, I put that question in there, but I don't care what she says. I just wanted BSA to shut up.
Just go away.
You know, whatever.
Well, I did kind of get that response too.
Yeah, I actually didn't get that response, but Ryan probably did.
People kind of find me. I don't know what it is, but people find me irritating.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very weird.
So Kit.
Yes. That's me.
How did your GWA journey start?
Well, I discovered audio porn in general. Probably last, like, May or June.
Mm-hmm. Like, right after I did.
Yeah.
Wow. I discovered literally. It in April.
How did you discover it?
I think I found it on Pornhub. I, like, saw that somebody, like, I saw an audio porn thing, and I was like, oh, that seems interesting.
I'm a little confused, Kit. You make it sound like, you look at porn.
You're gonna be creepy.
I do occasionally view porn. I do.
But you're the most wholesome.
Mutual masturbation.
You're the most wholesome person I know. I can't imagine that that's really possible.
You're the weirdest person I know, Ryan.
That's also fair.
She writes audio porn. How is she the most wholesome person you
she
know?
She wrote that herself this week on Twitter.
That she's the most wholesome person you know?
No, that she's the most wholesome person in the world.
Oh. Yeah, you're not.
No,
you're very nice.
But once I discovered audio porn, I was like, oh, porn I just have to listen to and not also watch. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Oh, interesting. That appealed to you. Seriously, that appealed to you for that reason?
Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not like much of a visual,
women aren't as visual
person necessarily.
Typically.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to sound weird, but like even when I was in school, like I'd rather sit through a lecture than do anything like hands-on or like PowerPoints. Yeah. Like I don't need any of that stuff, just talk at me.
Yeah.
That's good to know where your strengths lie.
So when did you decide you wanted to write?
I remember that I kept seeing the same scriptwriter names on audios that I was like, I would like click on an audio and be like, oh, this person again.
Mm-hmm.
Which was mostly BSA and our lovely friend Sloth. But there were a couple others,
right?
And then, so I started kind of getting into like reading scripts and following scripts to see if people would follow them or fill them. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, maybe I could write a script because I write things sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I think I posted my first script. Actually, I have it up. July 29th.
Nice.
So 2 months from when you discovered it to when you posted a script.
Yeah.
And BSA, I believe you said last time that it was like 2 days from when you discovered it to when you posted a script.
Something like that. It was fairly like immediate.
For me, it was a decade from when I discovered it to when I posted a script. I wonder what that says about all of us.
At our own pace.
Well, it doesn't say much about me because that's not normally how I am. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It was something, the spirit came over me. And then, did you ever plan on being a VA? Did you think you would eventually, or was it like, hell no?
Oh God, no. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I was like, completely, I'm writing scripts. I will never record my voice. Yeah. I will never... especially like with editing and stuff, that all just seemed very intimidating to me, and I have never particularly liked my voice. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really seem like something that would be for me,
right?
So I was very much like, this is never happening.
I understand you so well, and I think probably everybody that's a VA, but especially the two of us, yeah.
I think especially most VAs that start as writers.
Yeah, as writers. Yeah. Like, I think most people who start as writers aren't typically like, yeah, I'm going to write first and then do voice. It's like, right. I'm going to write. Like, no one needs to hear me. I don't want, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've talked about this 100 times. Like, most of us seem to not really love our voice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, it's not bad. But most of the time I'm like, eh.
Yeah,
same.
Have you adjusted to it at all, Kit?
I've gotten used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's the best you can hope for. We have to listen to it so often, you kind of, it's neutral.
Exactly. It's like less cringy than it was at the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love your voice, but I understand you because I hate my voice and I get that some people don't. Yeah.
Well,
all of your many followers don't hate it, right? Apparently.
They're just computer bots. They don't really listen.
Don't listen to him. God, enough with your bots. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Do we want to get to questions from people?
I did want to ask one question about becoming a VA relative to a writer, if that's okay, BSA?
Of course,
sure.
Which is, like, you know, we all know that VAs get more followers than writers. And, you know, we just talked about how you hit 100 followers, which was amazing. I never hit 100 followers as a writer. No, people just don't care that much, but your writing's pretty compelling. But then you become VA, and you've obviously accelerated the number of people that are interested in what you're doing. Do you think it's fair, and do you think it's meaningful that there's this difference? Like, are followers...
You're cutting in and out.
Oh, for fuck's sake,
so
Discord.
Ryan is saying that writers typically get way fewer followers than VAs. And do you think that's fair? And is it more meaningful when you're a writer to get the followers than if you're a VA? I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's fair necessarily. It is an audio community and not a writing community. Mm-hmm. So I do kind of understand that, like, some people are just in it to listen to audios and, like, don't really care about the writing aspect of it. Or especially don't care to follow the writers or, like, see what writers are up to, because it doesn't really benefit them if they're only here for audio. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a little bit more meaningful. Not that it's not meaningful to get followers as a VA, but just to know that somebody, like, that people within the community are enjoying what you're creating and the writing you're doing is kind of nice. Like, you know that it's mostly other creators.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
No, I get that.
Yeah. I think when I was just a writer, I hate saying that, when I was a writer only, most of the people who followed me were other creators, either, like voice performers or, writers. So that was always cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think about that, but I'm sure you're right. Also for me.
Back then, I would, like, I'd get one every, like, 2 weeks or something, and I'd be like, oh, right. Who is this?
Somebody followed
me. Yeah, exactly.
I think I followed most people back then.
I did, right. Because
it was all other creators.
Yeah, I did too. And then they'd always be like, thanks for the follow. And I'd be like, I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're welcome.
That's very, like, on brand for you, though, Kit, with the please don't perceive me approach to life. Like, I guess I'll follow you, but only because you followed me.
Right.
Kit, you have a lot of fills, and famously, no unfilled scripts, which I am both proud and envious of you for. But you do have a few VAs who have filled, like, a lot of your scripts.
That's true.
I'm one, but another is our mutual friend, GED Audios. And he wanted to share something with you about this superb milestone you've hit, which
say
was...
Say it in a British accent.
Do I have to say it in a British accent? Can I do it in, like, a terrible Cockney accent?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't, actually.
I'll allow it. Why would you offer, then?
Yeah, I don't know. On brand for
Wait,
me.
Give me 2 seconds. My fan is really loud. Hang on.
Sure.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So GED said, you just envision that it's in a beautiful London accent. Kit, firstly, thank you for being so utterly awesome. I'm so honored to be the DiCaprio to your Scorsese. Question, what script have you always wanted to write but never managed?
Before you answer that question, do you know who Scorsese is?
Yes.
Did you're the worst. You're the fucking worst.
I mean, it's a fair question.
Just checking.
It's a fair question.
I wasn't sure
it's a
if
fair
you
question.
Would get
I
that
do.
Reference. Okay.
I do. He says that to me a lot, so okay. this is not the first time I've heard that.
Okay. So you've Googled it already.
I sure have. What script have I always wanted to write but haven't written? I'm looking at my, like, script idea document. I have a big running document where I keep all my script ideas. I never delete anything. I only cross things out so that I don't forget what I've written or what, like, ideas I've already used.
Is it your Vore script?
It's my voice. No, actually, so the one I tried really hard to write around Halloween, and I was really disappointed that I just, like, could not figure out how to write it. So maybe next Halloween, when I'm a little more seasoned.
Right.
I really wanted to write a shit post called It Was a Graveyard Smash.
Nice.
Love it.
The monster mash.
I think that would be fun. Yeah. I think that would be a fun script.
It would.
It was going to be, like, a zombie thing, and I just, like, could not I kept trying to make it funny, and it kept turning out sad.
Oh no. That's a perfect shitpost, like, when it's really, really tragic.
Like, yeah, like, it kept ending with characters crying, and I was like, why can I not write this in a direction that's funny? Like, I just could not figure it out, and I finally just tabled it. I was like, all right, this is clearly not working.
Maybe write it sad, and then it will be the other way around.
Maybe I should aim for sad and then it'll be funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe next Halloween I will have figured my life out.
You heard it here first, people.
I love that you're thinking that far ahead. I can't even imagine whether I'm going to be writing.
You always think you're going to quit next week, so I don't know what to do.
Well, right? I'm impressed that you're thinking ahead. I like it.
Good work, Kit.
You've done a lot of holiday scripts, actually.
I sure have.
You make a point of every major holiday doing a script. What are you working on now?
Including President's Day.
Yeah, President's Day.
I did write a President's Day script. I was going to write a Mardi Gras script, but I couldn't get it together in time.
Yeah.
Maybe what holiday is next?
Mother's Day, kid.
May Day.
I know you want to write a Mother's Day script.
A Mother's Day script.
Mother's Day.
Would be, I don't know about a Mother's Day. we'll see. We'll see. Maybe, you know, I'm sure I could write something for Mother's Day that would be wholesome.
I was gonna say, nice, it could just be like a husband being like, honey, you're so wonderful to our children.
That's what I was thinking. It wouldn't need
to be like, you know.
Choke me, mommy.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But yes, it doesn't need to be choke me, mommy.
I don't think it will
it
be.
It should be, but it doesn't need to be.
It really ought to be.
I am sorry to preemptively disappoint, but
I mean, that's my job actually, so no, don't do that one.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. I'll leave that to you, BSA.
So, we have several questions here from your good friend Cat-Eyed Specs.
Who?
Hi, Cat.
Loves you.
She freaking loves
I
you.
I also love Cat.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is.
So, rapid fire. No, I'm kidding. Which of your scripts is your favorite? Or do you have a favorite script?
That's such a hard question.
The worst question to answer. Not you're a good question. Person, Cat, but that's actually a hard question.
I have my like script spreadsheet open so I can like look at them. My favorite script. I don't know that I have a favorite. Mm-hmm. I think the most fun one to write was probably A Place Beyond the Pies.
Oh, I loved that script.
That was a really fun one to write.
Is there one that you're like really proud of, like more than just your normal script?
I'm looking.
That was a meek.
I have 28 scripts posted, so it's giving me a second.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm proud of Born for Leaving, because that one I tried to write for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
And really struggled with it. So when I finally like figured it out and got it done, that was nice.
Good feeling.
And it's a bit tragic, so that's hard to write in a way that you think people will still want to hear, you know.
And I'm not good at writing sad.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you are. You just have to do zombies.
Well, I just have to try to make it funny, and then it's really upsetting.
You're just going
for
at
everyone.
It the wrong way. So another question from Kat. Which of your scripts is the most true to real life?
True to my real life?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that, yes.
I will say that my first script has the most, like, personal touches,
mm-hmm.
I guess. It's, like, the closest to... Not that any of the things in any of my script have ever happened. Like, none of this is real.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, but that one has the most, like, personal stuff that I added.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
I always add something in all of my scripts.
I'm curious, Kit, for that first one, was it the first script you wrote or the first script you published? Do you have others, like, in your drawer that you're like...
It was the first script I wrote.
Oh, wow. And it was good.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's irritating.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I have other ones that I started around the same time, I think.
They didn't.
Yeah, I have
traction.
A couple others that I started around the same time, and they, I think, have all been tabled.
Mm.
So I may get back to those, but that was the first one that I wrote.
Yeah. She also wanted to know which collab you had the most fun. Collaboration you had the most fun recording?
That's a really good question. I think the one that BSA and I did of your script, Ryan.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God, much.
That was really fun.
Was so fun.
We had so much fun doing it.
Was part of the fun.
We have to record again.
Not telling me you were doing it.
Yeah, that was
until
of the
I
fun.
Told you by accident. But... That's the problem with having a side jet.
Yeah, right.
For the listeners, I accidentally posted the copy of Ryan's script with our names in it so that, you know, for ease of reading in the group chat and not my chat with Kit. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to get that out of there. But Ryan had already gotten in it, so he knew the jig was up. But either way.
He did know.
He didn't know when we were going to post it.
No. So. It was pretty exciting.
We got him there.
And you were the first. But, I was really excited.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so fun though.
We had been waiting. We had been looking for a good collab script.
We had. It was so funny. You were talking about your script. Yeah, like we had already been talking about it. Like messaged each other immediately, and Kit was like, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" And I'm like, "Oh my god, I was just about to message."
We're like, "We don't even care what it is." Ryan's writing an FF for M. We're gonna record it.
You could have written anything, Ryan. Like, you know, like that would have been hilarious. I guess we're doing it.
Guess it's anal pegging. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You know,
right? You gotta do what you gotta do.
So you gotta do what you gotta do.
So next time you write an FF for M collab, just keep that in mind.
Right?
Okay. We'll do anything.
It's definitely gonna be choke me, mommy.
I'll choke the shit out of you, Kit.
Thank you.
Out of love.
Unless you want to choke me, out of love.
Please feel free to choke me as well. Like, I'm fine.
I'll leave the choking to you. You're the professional.
You know, swapping the role reversal, you know. I'm down. So, Kat would like to know, what songs are on your Taking Lewds playlist?
Oh, actually, I will open it up right now. I do have a whole playlist for that. Mm-hmm. Because why not?
Yeah.
It actually has so it's a collaborative playlist. Other people have added songs to it.
I love that.
Which is fun. So we all kind of are contributing and listening. There's actually a lot of songs on here. My favorite one that's on here is Bend and Snap from Legally Blonde the Musical. So if you don't know that song, do recommend.
That's awesome.
It's a good song. That's a good musical, actually.
And you love musicals.
I sure do.
Yeah. Kit's the musical queen.
It's true. It's like a defining characteristic in a way.
So I don't know this story, but I'm sure there's a thing. Does the mailman know that he scares you literally every day? And like, is he doing it on purpose at this point?
Probably. So
my seat
where I normally sit in my house is on one of our couches, and I sit like next to the windows in the living room, and our mailman like parks at the end of the street and then like walks up and down the street to deliver the mail. And when he walks to our house from the neighbor's house, my neighbor has like bushes, so he kind of like comes, he doesn't walk up the sidewalk, he like walks between the houses and like out of the bushes, and every day scares the crap out of me because I like am looking at my laptop or my child or something, and I just see him out of the movement out of the corner of my eye, and it's like every day I jump 3 feet. Oh, I'm sure he's seen me because I have the blinds open.
Oh my god.
I'm sure he's seen me at least a couple of times, like jump out of my skin.
Oh no.
That's funny.
And you'd think I'd be used to it, no. But apparently I'm not. So.
Poor you.
I know. That's
it's
awful.
Really stressful to get the mail.
It is stressful. Where am I going? Sorry, I closed the
where would you? So she wants
to
know, where would you travel if money, time, and spoons, which we haven't even touched on, were infinite?
I missed the whole end of that.
Where would you travel if money, time, and spoons were infinite?
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd really like to go to, like, Ireland and Scotland. I think Australia, New Zealand would be fun. Mm. Italy, probably.
Yes.
Italy's amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to eat good food.
Right.
I want that for you.
But there's good food everywhere.
There is good food everywhere. But it's still good to get it where, like, it originated.
Yes. No, but I just mean, like, the originating foods of all places.
Yes,
like,
they
there
are
good food
everywhere.
Yeah, like, everywhere has some kind of cool, delicious local food.
Yeah. So we got two song questions here.
Oh boy.
One is, what's your go-to karaoke song? And the other one is, which is your favorite lullaby song?
Okay, well, I've never actually Okay, well, that's a lie. I have done karaoke once. Mm. But it was like group karaoke, sort of. Mm. Like private group karaoke.
Right.
Like, I don't know, probably something from a musical. I don't know what offhand.
And even once isn't enough to have a go-to, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It sure isn't. Just be that like, was what's years your ago. Favorite I don't song even remember.
To sing in the car that you would do with karaoke to. Or sing in the shower or something.
That's true. I don't know.
Well, think
I have like whole playlists of stuff.
We have a generational difference in this group chat, and you are the only one that is willing to take your phone into the shower with you. Do you
I do sing take my phone in the shower? Shower every time. And I listen. I generally listen to podcasts in the shower because I don't usually have time to listen to podcasts anymore.
Right.
I listened to them a lot when my daughter was really small and like immobile and couldn't speak because I was home alone with her all day. Mm. So I would just like put podcasts on in the background and just listen to them for like hours. But now she is mobile and vocal. And I just don't have as much time to listen to podcasts, so I generally will listen to like an episode in the shower and then like while I'm like brushing my hair and stuff right. after my shower.
And when you're with your daughter, it's just Baby Shark all the time.
All the time. Baby Shark or Cocomelon.
Damn song is gonna be in my head.
Encanto
now.
Or
do you ever not have that really... in your head?
What, Baby Shark? Baby no. Shark. It's just, I mean, like, it's constant. You listen I can't to it even hear it anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Like, sometimes she'll leave, like, my husband will take her somewhere, and I'll be, like, just listening to Baby Shark for 15 minutes and not even registering it. Oh, no. It's like, oh, this is still on.
Oops. Just you don't background even notice noise. It anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of my scripts have been written with Baby Shark playing in the background.
Oh, that's so
it's,
wrong.
It's inspirational. It's inspirational.
You try writing a script while listening to Baby Shark on repeat.
I mean, but look what you've done, so.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously it works for you.
I'm saying try it. Like, maybe it'll.
Kat has a question for you that makes me laugh, because I'm sure it's a.
She didn't tell us her lullaby song.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Well, it's not Baby Shark.
So Grem has a couple of songs that she, like, requests. By singing the beginning of them. One of her favorites is Breathe from In the Heights. She really likes that one. I'm trying to think.
And for the listeners, Grem is short for Gremlin.
It is. Gremlin is my toddler. She also really likes Goodnight My Someone from The Music Man.
Nice.
There's one more. Oh, she really likes Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's one of my favorites.
If you go way back in the archives of my Twitter somewhere, there is one of me singing it. And then when I say the line, say nighty night and kiss me, you can hear her kiss me.
Aww.
It's really
cute.
It's
horrible.
So cute.
We had She's a jinxy adorable. Aw there. Yeah, that's really cute.
We did.
Yeah.
We
I'll
did.
Have to see. I'll have to see. Maybe I'll dig that up in my Twitter and retweet
there
it
you
after
go.
I post this.
Okay, Ryan, what were you going to ask?
Oh, well, she asked a question that made me laugh, even though it's a totally legitimate question, about what movie was very influential on you growing up. But it just made me laugh because, as we know, every time a movie comes up, the answer is, I haven't seen it.
So I haven't seen a ton of movies, to be fair. There's like a generational gap in my family, and... I learned nothing about like 80s to like mid 90s. There's a big old gap in my like pop culture knowledge.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, Kit, have you seen whatever? And she'll be like, yes. And you'll be like, you haven't seen anything else, so I was just checking. That's fair.
Basically, the message here is never pick Kit for your pub quiz team, because it's not going to end well.
Please don't.
Unless
it will not go
just
well.
Make a musicals person.
Yeah.
Yeah, musicals I can help with, but pop culture, not so much my forte.
Yeah.
What was the question?
What movie was influential on you?
That's a good question. So, like, obviously the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Were like a big part of my
life. Mm-hmm. But like when I was really little, my favorite movie as a kid was Oliver and Company.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah, I used to watch that movie all the time. So I guess that, but mostly Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, I know that's, like, you know, but as a kid, like, when it was happening, it was very much, like, a big part of my life.
Right. Ryan, do you want to ask the next question?
I probably would like to ask the next question if I could find it.
Yes.
It was... Of course you gave this to me. Kit, who are your top three celebrity famous crushes?
Okay, so like every time I get asked this question, it's like when you get asked like what's your favorite book and you suddenly forget every book you've ever read.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't
I
do. Have to answer every question. These are a lot of questions. Like you can no, I give I you a pass.
This one might be the pass.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, then the next question, I think I have a sense of the answer, which is what languages do you speak and which languages do you wish you could speak?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so when I was younger, I used to be very passionate about learning languages. Mm-hmm. So I only speak English anymore, like nowadays. Mm-hmm. But I took 5 years of French. Which was really fun. And then I took a year of Arabic in college.
Awesome.
Arabic is a really cool language.
Yeah.
It took us half a semester to learn the alphabet.
I bet.
I can't even imagine.
Like, crazy. Yeah.
I imagine most people listening to this will know like the story of why you don't do languages anymore and your whole personal story, which you've been very open with, but you know, maybe one of our 8 listeners won't know. Do you just want to explain why you're not doing languages anymore?
Sure. So, I don't know. Well, yes. So when I was... No. I don't mind. I'm just trying to figure out, like, the best way to, like,
yeah.
segue into that whole story. When I was 25... So 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with MS, which I could literally talk about for like an hour, probably. Mm. Like,
our next interview.
What all MS is about and stuff. Yeah, that can be its whole own thing someday, maybe. But yeah, so I don't really study anything anymore.
Yeah.
But I have lost a lot of the language I learned. Plus, I just haven't like kept up with it.
Right, of course.
Once I got out of school, I just wasn't really using it anymore.
Right.
So... the combination of those things. I still have, like, a tiny bit of French that I can call upon when necessary.
Probably. But... shut up, Ryan. I see you typing.
God. Did you put that question in there?
No!
No, she actually wrote that? Do
something like, yes! My Holy God.
Fuck. Ryan All right, well,
is so fucking full of himself.
Kat wrote a ridiculous question, which I don't even understand where it's coming from.
It's an amazing question.
She wants to know, what's the coolest thing about knowing BSA? Mm-hmm.
The coolest thing about knowing BSA? There's so many cool things about knowing BSA. But it is kind of cool that, like, I was a fan of BSA before I started even, like, posting.
Yeah.
On GWA, like before I really even started commenting on stuff, or way before I started writing, mm-hmm. I was a big fan of BSA, so it was kind of cool to like, now we're friends.
I know, it is cool. Yeah. I remember, it's weird because I remember like seeing you kind of start posting and stuff, and you had obviously been commenting on my stuff, and I was like, oh my God, and we just both write such similar things.
Yes.
Kit and I are the same person, by the way, if you didn't know. She's younger wondered, than me, but we're the same person.
I wondered before I...
BSA is me from
I had
the
never
future.
Seen you both in the same place at the same time until we started this right? group chat, and I did wonder.
That's true.
I mean, I figured...
You know, I think, I is figured that why you might not be the same, chat?
Because Kit was obviously British, and you were obviously from the Midwest.
Obviously French.
Yeah, obviously French.
Yeah.
obviously French. Oui.
Yeah, so actually I saw that question and I was like, oh my god, they're gonna think I put that in there, but I swear to god I will take a screenshot of Kat's questions.
We believe you. Don't worry.
He doesn't believe me, but yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Well, I believe you.
He was changing it to Ryan as I was watching it.
I would never. I would never.
He literally did. I'm looking at it. I see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Freaking lies.
So there's no gaslights in this house. So
right, mansplainer. Gaslighting mansplainer.
Oh, you really know how to cut me right in the gut.
Okay, read the next one.
Well, actually, what I want to go back to one of the earlier questions that you wrote, BSA, that I thought was, I actually wrote here, a superb question.
Oh,
which is,
I skipped it.
We already know, Kit, that the best part of GWA has been meeting us. There's little doubt or question about that, obviously.
Obviously.
So what has been the second best part?
The second best part of being on GWA, besides meeting you two, besides meeting people in general?
No, besides meeting us.
Literally meeting us.
Meeting the two of us, thing. Yeah.
My other friends. I've made, like, some really cool friends in this community.
You
including,
have.
But not limited to, you two.
Yeah.
Well, especially,
I mean, the most important
really
ones.
Great,
but... No offense, anyone. No offense.
No, no offense.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but yeah.
You've made a lot of friends.
Yeah, I have, which has kind of been nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It has been nice.
Yeah, it's been all right. I mean, yeah.
It's fine.
Passes the time. Okay, so do you want me to read the next one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so we have a question. Well, we have a comment and a couple questions from Logos Amancer. And he says, Kit, may your soft hours last 1,000 years. You're such a treasure. Please treat yourself. You've reached a very impressive milestone. So he's got 4 questions.
Thank you, Logos.
What was the most difficult script to write? I think you kind of answered that.
No, that was not my most difficult script
okay.
to write. No. My most difficult script to write is called Objectify and Undress You. Mm. Also a song lyric, by the way.
Right.
Almost all of them are. That one was a request, and it is the reason that I do not offer script commissions.
Oh, no.
Because it was so hard to write. Yeah. It took me such a long time, and it was so stressful. And I was like, I cannot do this for money because, like,
yeah,
it's going to be way too stressful. Like, I can't even handle this, and it's just a request.
Oh,
like, I cannot promise people scripts for money.
Right.
But I got it written, so.
I mean, be proud. That's
it just
awesome.
Took me, I think it took me, like, 3 months, 3.5 months to write.
Is that the longest that's ever taken you to write a script?
Oh, yeah, by, like, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard when it's someone else's idea, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's, so right before I left for vacation in December, I told you guys that I was starting a script, and it's still not done, but I'm not giving up.
Right. You shouldn't give up.
No.
You shouldn't.
Don't give up on
but this
dreams.
One, like, it's not even like I wrote a little bit of it and then, like, walked away from
like
it and came back.
You couldn't even start it.
Well, like, I had started it, but I kept trying to work on it. Like, it wasn't... Like, I have plenty of scripts that I've tabled
right.
from, like, longer ago than that.
Right.
That I'm just not actively working on. I, like, actively worked on this like, 3.5 months. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It sounds like the worst.
I mean, I'm very proud of the script, and, like, I think it turned out, but, like,
yeah.
it was a slog to get it written, for sure.
So then he also says, ditto for which script to record, which was the most difficult to record.
Oh, that's a good question.
And I wonder, do you find any difficult to record? Is that a thing for you?
Yes. So, I do find things difficult to record. Normally, if I'm having that much trouble recording it, I just don't.
Yeah, you're less invested in it, right?
There's nothing that I'm...
Some stuff
yeah,
just
there's nothing
flow,
that I'm...
Like the
exactly.
way you're doing it or whatever, you just can't get it out right or whatever.
Exactly.
Or you're not
and
the right
I tend
mood.
To do that with scripts, too, generally. But because this one was a request, I wanted to...
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it hadn't been a request and had just been an idea that I had, I probably would have scrapped it. I mean, I guess my first collab, which was the Kool-Aid audio, that was kind of hard to record because it was so different from everything else.
Right. And it was in front of, it was live, so you were with other people.
And it was, yeah, it was my very first collab. It was my very first live recording. I had never spoken to anyone that I was collabing with before.
Yeah.
Like, we really had not even chatted much. Mm-hmm. And I certainly hadn't been on VC with any of them, so I was very nervous. And then, like I said, it was just, like, different. Like, I was playing kind of, like, a more specific character, I guess, than normal. Like, there was more, like, each Kool-Aid man was, like, a very different personality.
Right.
And then, obviously, it was, like a funny thing, which I hadn't... I have recorded things that I guess are comedic-ish in the past.
Yeah.
But this was, like, my first, like, full-on... like shit post.
Right. Yeah.
So that was that was really difficult.
Which Kool-Aid man did you play?
Number five.
I was the I was five. Yeah. I was like the new like the Gen Z Kool-Aid man.
That's appropriate.
Apropos.
Yeah, I thought so. I am not Gen Z, but
to us you seem like it. Yeah.
You're not Blue Dabba D either.
Yeah.
That's
true. So, how many projects do you have in progress right now? Any kind of projects?
Oh, Christ. a lot. Okay, so we're not going to count scripts that I've tabled, or are we?
Nah.
It's your call.
What are you actively working on?
Okay, I actively have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 9 scripts.
That's a lot of scripts.
Yeah, some of them are for like original content, like some of them are for me to record.
Right.
And then some of them are script offers. And then as far as audios, I think I only have one thing recorded that I need to edit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're but I have like a such a better million person
scripts
than me.
Bookmarked.
I think it's.
I try to get stuff done. Like,
not easier, but yes, it's easier to do the audios. I think get those out of the way.
Because no, I agree. Recording an audio is easier than writing a script, in my opinion.
Yeah, it depends on. Like, if I'm not in the mood to write a script, I could still like outline maybe, or I could still. Edit it a little bit maybe, but if I'm not in the right mood to record an audio, like it's just not happening.
Yeah, we can always edit it.
Yeah. I think I do audio better, but still, depending on what it is, if you're not in the right frame of mind, it just doesn't even feel right. You can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You can tell it just sucks. So final Logos question, he says, what's your next goal?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I would like to write a collab script. I think that would be fun.
You've never done that.
I've never written one. No, I have not written any collab scripts.
It's true.
So I think that would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. There be a mime
I don't know
mime
about
in
what.
It?
Probably not.
Man.
I'll consider it. Okay. I'll consider it.
Thank you.
Write an F.
But it's going to take me 4 months to write.
And we'll all fill it, and Ryan can be the mime.
For all, I can just sit there quietly.
He will have
where he just
no lines. Perfect.
Ideal.
You can just make choking noises when BSA chokes you.
Oh, God. Okay.
What a gem of an idea.
See, this is how I ended up writing and recording a tentacle audio.
Right?
That's right.
Stuff like this.
Well, you joined at the right time.
Yeah,
which was my first audio, by the way.
The bet,
I know.
And then you were like, "Well, I'm gonna get in on this," and I was like, "Well, now we've done it."
Exactly. My very first audio was tentacle audio.
It was. I remember Ryan's tentacle script.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Ah, those were the days. Okay, you want to read this one, Ryan?
Sure. It's from your friend Cam. Damn it, Cam. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, hi, Cam.
Yeah.
I do.
He says, you, Kit, are an absolute gem of a person. And massive congratulations on 1,000. which is fair. But then his question is, are there any audios that inspired you? And if so, which ones?
Like audios that inspired me to what?
Yeah, he's not specific, but if I was going to interpret it, have you heard an audio by somebody else that made you want to write or record something else?
So a lot of the like fills of like BSA scripts and sloth scripts were kind of what inspired me to write. Because like I loved the audios that came from those scripts, and that's what made me look into the script writing end of things. I don't know if any audios specifically have inspired me to like record.
Excuse me.
I try not to like, this is gonna sound, I don't know. I try not to listen to a lot of especially F for M content. Because I feel like hearing the way other people do things gets into my head.
Girl.
And I either start comparing myself to them and, like, that doesn't go well. Or I start, like, I tend to pick up mannerisms if I, like, talk to the same people a lot or, like, listen to the same thing a lot. Like, I tend to pick up phrasing and mannerisms and stuff. And I don't ever want it to feel like I'm, like, trying to copy someone.
Right. Right.
That makes sense.
So I tend to not listen to a ton of it.
Yeah.
Just so I can kind of, like, keep it out of my head, both for my own sake.
Right.
And for the sake of not, like, picking up what other people do.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Sloth, Sloth215, we have several questions from her.
She loves you.
Says, she does love you. She says, first,
I love her too.
Congrats on approaching 1,000 on Reddit. I still remember when you first introduced yourself on Script Guild, and I just loved your energy. You're incredible, and I'm so glad you're in this community.
Can I just say, BSA, that the first time I spoke to Kit over chat, that was also what I said. I just...
You love her energy?
Dig your energy. Yeah, yeah, because
that is what
it's true, said. Though. She gives off a really positive vibe.
You do anyway, give off sorry. A positive
Thank
vibe.
Thank you.
No, it's okay. Okay, so now for some questions. Is there any scenario you'd love to write or make an audio for, but for some reason haven't gotten there or are even scared to do so? If you're comfortable with sharing, what is it and why?
Let me see what I've got here. I'm back in the script idea document, which is gets just more horrifying every day, honestly. Okay, yeah, okay. So the very first thing I ever put on my script idea list, I still have not written. So the first part of the list is a list of songs, because I get a lot of inspiration from music and songs, and most of my titles are song lyrics. And then, like, the next part is, like, ideas that aren't song-based. But the very first song I have on here is... a song called The Man Who Can't Be Moved. It's by The Script.
I love that song.
I love that song, and I would love to figure out how to, like, work that into a script of some kind.
That would be awesome.
And I just have never quite figured out how to do it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that song. I love that.
I love it too. It's like a really good song.
So, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, sorry. I think I heard something. Okay. Okay. So then she says, let's say you had to do one thing 1,000 separate times. What would it be?
One thing 1,000 separate times. Like, just like anything?
That's what she says.
Take a nap.
Only 1,000?
Oh, is it like limit 1,000?
No, it doesn't, but I could take a nap. Basically,
one thing 1,000
permanently.
Times. But yeah.
Yeah, well, but like, do I have to stop like at 1,000? Like, once I hit 1,000 naps, am I never allowed to nap again? Because then.
Yeah, no, you can definitely nap again. Okay. But like,
basically,
you have to
once you have a toddler, you can never nap again. I don't think you have
to
worry about artificial limits.
Separate times. Oh my god, that reminds me today when I was on this funny website. They sell like just random greeting cards and stuff. And It said, it was a card that said, while frowned upon, it is not illegal to call your toddler an asshole.
I try not to call her that, to her face, because not she's in a big, illegal. Repeating yeah, face.
It's not, it's not illegal. okay, so we've already talked about your favorite part of being in the community. What's your least favorite part?
My least favorite part of being in the community?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess just, like, I don't know. I don't like when there's, like, a lot of drama happening.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just want everyone to get along and be friends.
Right.
And, like, have a nice time.
Right.
So, like, it kind of stresses me out. I do tend to sometimes, like, check out when there's, like, stuff going down and then come back later and, like, catch up on all of it.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I assumed you were going to say unsolicited dick pictures, but I think your answer is actually better.
Yeah, her answer is much better. And actually, if you were thinking too hard, I was going to say drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give you a hint there.
But I mean, it's natural when you have like a big group of people together. Oof. Like, things happen and not everybody gets along, but like...
Yeah.
No, but...
It just stresses me out when it does happen.
Yeah, the stuff that gets a bit much.
Yeah.
So, you don't have any pets, but if you could, what would you have?
Well, we've been talking about perhaps getting a dog.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, we had dogs when I was a kid, and then we haven't had a dog for a while, but I think it would be nice to get one for Graham. It'd
be so fun.
Yeah, so we're considering that. I don't know. I've had, like, a couple different kinds of pets in my life, and I'm not really a fan of, like, anything that lives in, like, a cage or, like, an aquarium. Right.
I get that.
It's just, like, it's a lot of work, and I already have a toddler.
Right.
So, like, anything, like, cleaning something's cage once a week is not just not something I have.
Either, so. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
One could wish.
I mean,
yeah. I don't know.
It's true. Okay. If you could spend one day as someone else, who would it be and why? They can be anyone, dead or alive. So as someone else.
Spend one day as someone else, and it could be anyone?
Yes.
It's okay, Kit. You're not going to inflate my ego any more than it's already inflated. You can say.
Oh my god. I can't even deal with you.
I would not want to be Ryan because I don't think I could stand to annoy BSA nearly that much. I think that would be so sad.
That's the thing. Once you're me, it's so much fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah, but she'd be her being.
As me. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would just make me sad. Yeah. So that would not be an enjoyable experience.
Love you, Kit.
I don't know. I guess somebody, like, rich and famous and, like, I don't know. I could, like, spend their money and go, like...
Yeah. Like, somebody crazy
expensive
rich.
Expensive food and, like,
you
want to
be Elon Musk?
I really don't.
God, don't be him.
I really don't. And that's the thing. So, like, I always, like, whenever, like, that kind of question comes up, yeah. It's, like, I don't know... what their, like, issues in life
are. Right.
Like, what am I actually signing myself up for? Like, obviously, it's hypothetical.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you ever want to, like, be somebody, like, one of your favorite theater, like, musical stars and, like, pretend like you were in a musical for that day?
Not pretend. Or be in a musical.
Be them. Yeah, yeah be them and be...
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do that.
That would be fun. Okay, yeah, I changed my answer to that.
Okay.
The next question, BSA, is, it's for Kit, but I have a feeling it's kind of aimed at me, which...
Of course it is.
Your friend, and mine, I guess, Sloth, wants to know, lastly, before I spam you with comments and questions, are sloths, which are fine, I guess... cuter than koalas, which are absolutely adorable? And there is a correct answer to this, she says, and she and I both know that it's koalas. But
And Ryan skewed the question there, but...
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is the question?
The question is, are sloths cuter than koalas? There is a correct answer for sure. to this.
What?
For sure, yes. Yeah. I love sloths.
I love them both.
I have a special place in my heart for
Well, you've earned one friend, but you've definitely lost another.
That's fair. Did not lose another. That's Don't even be so dramatic. Okay, we've got one last person. Our friend Pepper, the gaming Celt.
Oh, hi, Pepper.
Super excited for you. She says, congratulations, Kit. 1,000 followers is so, so well-deserved and such an incredible milestone. You're so prolific and your work is so consistently high quality. These milestones will be coming hard and fast, she said. That was what Pepper said, not me. So here's her question. What are your favorite tags when searching for something to listen to?
Friends to Lovers, obviously. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that, Friends to Lovers is my favorite thing yet. I don't know whose content you're looking at, but it sure isn't mine. I don't know, just like nice BFE. It's more like what tags do I
avoid?
Like not, yeah, like what tags do I see and go, eh.
It's more like I look at the tags and I'm like, nope, I'm not really into that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I don't see anything, especially now that I've been in the community longer, it's much more about like, these are the things that I know I don't like to listen to. And if it doesn't have any of those things, I'll probably at least give it a try.
Right.
And then whether, you know, it's something I like or not.
Remains to be seen.
I don't know until I listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's definitely less of like, when I first started, it was like very specific things or like maybe even specific people.
Yes.
That I was looking for, but I have broadened my horizons a bit since arriving in the community.
I kind of think that's how it is. I mean, when you first, seemingly it just seems common that you're like, okay, this is what I like to listen to and this is only what I'm looking for.
Right.
But then it kind of turns into the opposite.
I think you get to a point where, like, you're spending more time in the community, whereas, like, when you're just a very casual listener, it's like you might log on once a day or even, like, once a week.
Right.
But then when you're a creator, exactly, when you're a creator and you're actually, like, in the space, like, I am on Reddit every day, at multiple times a day, like, looking at what's being posted.
Dude,
and, like,
you're, like, I'll open Reddit in a fill of mine will be there, like just there, and you'll be like, BSA, you got a fill, and I'll be like, oh my god, like, how do you know? Or you tell me even before they've tagged me.
Yeah, I do. That like is I really that makes it sound like I just like sit and
I know you
Reddit
don't
all day.
I know that you don't.
I really don't, but I do have it like open. Like I keep, you know, I have Reddit open, I have Twitter open generally, in a tab, and then, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I have kind of the luxury of being able to check my computer like whenever I need
to. She keeps me informed of what's going on.
It's constant vigilance.
Yeah, it is. It is. otherwise, how would I know?
It's true.
I can't keep up with everyone. That's what we have Kit for.
Exactly.
I'd miss so much stuff if Kit wasn't like, oh my gosh, look at this. Thank you for your service, Kit.
You're pretty good.
I do what I can.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
There was one other question you had wanted to ask.
We can still
PSA. I think you.
I did.
Skipped
Is it at
it.
The top? Did I skip it?
So I'm you sorry, wrote it out yourself. She wanted to know why you think so highly of me and. Do you think it's justified?
Oh, fuck you. No, that is not what I said. Fuck you. Ryan is just being an ass, like usual. And he said something like, why is Ryan your favorite friend? And I changed it and I said, why does Ryan think so highly of himself and do you think it's justified? And he changed it to, why does think so highly of Ryan? Why does PSA think so highly of Ryan and do you think it's justified? And I crossed that shit
so
out.
So what question
we
did
we landed on? Why does BSA think so highly of Brian? And do you think it's justified?
No. No.
Yeah, it's not about us, though. It's about you.
It's not.
We're no so comment.
Literally not.
So proud
not
of you. Justified. Really.
We're so proud of you. It's so exciting.
Thank you.
It's been so fun to kind of be able to.
Yeah, I don't know if we deserve to be, like, if we're entitled to be proud of you, but. Because you're your own person and you're pretty awesome.
Yeah. Whether I'm allowed or not.
I am incredibly proud of you. Yes, totally.
Yeah, you guys have been with me, like, kind of the longest.
Yeah. We were with you before you started recording. Hmm. Like, right before.
Yeah.
So we saw it all happen.
You guys were a big reason why I started recording, actually.
We're very influential.
You are. So all 999 of my followers have you two to thank.
You're welcome, followers.
You're welcome. You too, number 1,000. Whoever you may be.
Yeah. Kit, before we say goodbye, is there anything you wanted to say to the people that have clicked your little button?
Thank you. I really appreciate, everyone who follows me or supports me on any platform in any way, shape, or form. It's still kind of crazy to me that there are 1,000 people following me. I kind of thought it would take, like, if I ever got to this milestone, it would take longer. Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have one question that we didn't ask that just seems to be one of those questions that people always ask. Not about you, just in general. Where'd you get your name?
Oh, right. Bit of cake. Right. That's a good question. Okay. So when I was still like community adjacent, I noticed that a lot of people went by a shortened version of their username. Mm-hmm. So like Bonsoir Anxiety, you go by BSA, but a lot of people, like, their usernames would have more than one word, and like one of those words would either be a name that they went by, or like people would shorten it like to just part of that name.
Right.
So I had decided that I wanted to go by Kit, and then I worked backwards from there. So I was looking up like phrases that had Kit in them, or like different, I guess, like, wordplay I could do with Kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I narrowed it down to Right Bit of Kit and Get Your Kit Off, mm-hmm. which, in retrospect, I think that would have been funnier. But at the time, I wasn't planning. Yeah. At the time, I wasn't planning on writing, even.
Right.
It was just kind of so I could comment anonymously, like, without using my personal Reddit profile, and, like, save things that I wanted to go back to. Again, without, like, mixing it in with everything else that I was saving on my personal Reddit. Mm. I went with Right Bit of Kit. It has led a lot of people to think that I'm British. Americans don't use the word kit that much. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really have a lot of phrases that include that word.
I think it's the right bit, though.
For sure.
The right bit, yeah. Whatever the word is.
And then, like, it rhymed.
Yeah.
I thought it was catchy.
It's very catchy. It's a cute name.
I admire your name.
Cute Kit.
That you put any thought into it is already superb.
Thank you. I put a lot of thought. I probably thought about it for, like, maybe a week. Well, I knew that once I made it, like, I couldn't change it.
Mm.
And I wasn't planning on participating, really. But, like, I didn't want to have to make another account.
Yeah.
Later. So.
Yeah, I think so many people regret their name too.
Yeah, I feel like I hear that a lot. But yeah, I don't really regret mine. I just, like, now looking back.
Right.
Like, had I known I was going to be a VA and everything, I think Get Your Kit Off would have been funnier.
Would have been a good name.
That can be your alt.
Well,
yeah.
If, like me, you assume one day you're going to get banned from GWA and or Reddit, you can start planning your next ones now.
Didn't you have a certain hope?
Let's not talk about that.
I'm just saying. I mean, you're like, I assume I'm going to get banned. So, I mean, you did. So, that's
all I'm saying. It already happened. That's
all I'm saying.
That part,
I mean,
fine. Yeah.
You do one
what?
Vore incest blood play script, and suddenly you're the Vore incest blood play guy. Jesus. Vorcest.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations. Yay. It's so exciting. We are just thank so you. Happy that you could do this with right. us and that we were here for it. And we can't wait to see what else you do.
Yeah, we're going to start soliciting questions now for 1,500, I think. Yeah, oh, she doesn't 2, get 1,500 for it. Okay.
It's gonna be a minute.
Well, oh, yeah. She's going to get there so quick that we'll just have to, you know, just make exactly. the 2,000 jump.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, BSA. I appreciate your faith in me.
Dude, you know it's true. I got you.
I feel like you're about to Rickroll us. All right. BSA.
Well, I've never Rickrolled anyone ever. I mean, I can if you want me to.
No, but... I'm okay.
I'm never going to give you up, Kit.
Did I ever tell you guys that my maid of honor and best man did oh my a joint God. Speech at my wedding? And
yes.
You told BSA, but not me.
I think that's so funny.
That's genius.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not going to Rickroll anyone. I'm going to...
Say goodnight, Gracie. Yeah.
So, signing off.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for...
Good night.
All, you people we love all eight so of you, including the three of us. Oh, my God. Oh okay, I'm God. Stopping to okay. record. Yeah.
We're never going to get off.
Stop.
Yeah, we need to stop.
All bye. Right. Ready?
Take care, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
The smokestack spitting black soot into the sunny sky. The load on the road brings a tear to the Indian's eye.
What's everybody drinking today?
Mm-hmm. I just have a beer.
Restrained.
I have a Monster Rehab tea and lemonade that I put a tincture in.
That's a special kind of drink. I made a weird cocktail out of bourbon and amaretto and soda water. Mm. Yeah. Well, it's refreshing. It's refreshing.
It sounds refreshing.
Does it?
I'm not a big bourbon person.
But amaretto's a little sweet. You wouldn't take the bourbon.
I mean, I know what amaretto is. Yes, you probably. Motherfucker. Jesus. I know what fucking amaretto is. Snob. Do you know what amaretto is? It's very sweet. You wouldn't taste the bourbon.
That's exactly what Ryan sounds like, actually.
That was a perfect impression. I can go. I don't need to be here. I mean, I don't actually have
you're
any other
friends.
You're
gonna be here, and you're gonna do this, okay?
I have stuffed animals I could talk to.
You're gonna enjoy it. We're having fun, damn it.
You're gonna ask questions and you're gonna smile.
Okay. And if you don't,
this is how it works. This is how it fucking works.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't make me get exasperated.
Too late.
That's why I said more. Gosh, I have to be careful. I almost just said something about someone.
Oh, dear. We'll be careful about not saying something about
I mean,
someone.
I know, but I don't trust Ryan.
Oh! For fuck's sake. Honestly. Honestly,
we'll have to have a side
I don't trust Ryan.
You did say my name twice.
Yeah, but I edited it out.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bleep.
I said my own name yesterday.
I heard.
I was like, well, fuck it. I mean, like, I'm not really that concerned. It's more like, I don't even care if people know. It's just I don't want to, like, burden them with having to keep a secret. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Because some of us are incapable.
Just... Yeah.
Well, right. Which I get that way. I did a collab with somebody. Thankfully, it was just us, and I said their real name, and I was like, don't worry, I'll edit it out. And I did.
It was.
Yeah, I did it, like, immediately. When we were done recording, I went back, and so that way I just wouldn't even have to forget, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I genuinely felt so terrible and so guilty.
Oh, my. It really didn't bother me.
Yeah.
It would have bothered me had we posted it.
Right, of course, yeah.
But that,
yeah. You
know, and everyone was like, oh, my God, and, like, saying my name, and I'd be like, wait, what? that's not me.
Yet more evidence I shouldn't be allowed around other people. We just are here.
Technology.
Kit, unlike last time. Well, I don't know.
Oh, are we starting?
Unlike last time.
I think he's practicing or something.
He's practicing.
What? What?
I almost said your fucking name.
This is what I'm fucking saying.
I almost said your fucking name. I can't believe it.
I love it.
I can.
Yeah, it's the least surprising thing that happened today.
I super can. Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. But the funny thing is, you said it, and I was like, what?
I know.
You said
you're like,
it.
Yes,
like,
present,
and
that's
then you're
me.
Like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? What did I do? And then it occurred to me what was happening, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, go on.
Unlike last time, BSA is in the driver's seat, so.
Now it's funny.
I'll be here. You know, but hopefully I'll be able to refrain from talking too much and mansplaining things to you.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. Seems doubtful.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I really get you. That makes total sense. It's very fair. You know, so, yeah. BSA.
Yes, Ryan.
You don't have to start now, but whenever you're ready to start, I'm here for it.
Did you say you're here for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. It cut out, so.
Yeah.
I thought you were like,
it did
ready
cut
to
out.
Start? I'm here for it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, yeah. But I kept it. Voicely, thanks for being so utterly awesome.
Voicely?
Yeah, I can't
that
do
was
it.
Like,
yeah, I can't do
that
it.
Was like New York. That was like New York. Voicely, thank you for being so utterly awesome. I'm so honored to be the DiCaprio to your Scorsese.
That's pretty good, actually. Why the fuck don't you do more accents?
I love
Jesus.
It here.
Because I don't know. Anyway, go on.